Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got special guests Naima Cochran and Chasey Cash coming through a little bit later. We got a hell of a... This is a classic episode today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get all the extra content, the OG podcast, the watch-alongs for Cinephobe, the Discord, and so much more. We got so much content over there. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. Make sure you're getting this episode all in its entirety and not in bits and pieces across an entire week. All right. Without further ado, let's get to our first topic, which is
speaking about the old times. Let's bring up an old fit that was discussed on the internet. And I think it's a good fit, but we're going to play good fit, bad fit.
No, that's a good fit.
You know what I mean? I mean, look, the internet didn't, you know, I had 7% of haters on the line the other day when I posted this, which was kind of crazy to me. But this is the shit. I wore this when I was 20. But also, I feel like you can still wear it after.
I could wear this now.
It's not fresh.
You could wear it with a different wash of denim and without that crease in your jeans.
The light blue fit, that's not fresh.
I mean, for where he is in the country, with Whataburger and all that.
That's my thing. I'm great on the curve. I'm going to say this right here. The crease is a little egregious. No, you're not supposed to crease your jeans. But other than that, this nigga went to Whataburger. You creasing your jeans?
Yeah, I'm out here 90s back, nigga.
You creasing your jeans, Trayvon?
Yeah, I've never creased my jeans in my life. In my vida.
I'm the 90s back, nigga.
Not even the 90s. Not even the 80s.
I thought you only wore joggers, Trey. You actually have jeans?
Oh, nah, I'll be putting that shit on, twin.
but my point is this. The irritating part isn't what he's wearing. The irritating part is this man went to Whataburger. What is she talking about? It's not at the club. He's not in Vegas. He went to Whataburger.
He's definitely coming from like a baby shower.
I'm not saying it was his baby shower.
This is how niggas in Dallas really dress.
It wasn't his baby shower, but he's coming from something with that outfit that he laid out. That's the everyday,
Naima.
Yeah, that's an everyday Dallas nigga fit. Like, for real. That's like a Dallas.
I think y'all are underselling it with the baby shower. He got two sodas in his hand. He's clearly on the move
to the crib.
Yeah,
no, he's not going to his
He's about to go link with his joint. That's what this fit is. Pull up the action figure. They finna go to the club. They made my man into an action figure.
Hold on, look at this.
By the way, is this does this thing get hoes?
That's hard. I'll tell you this.
I look like Ice Cube in Barbershop.
Did he actually have a chain? Why does he have two watches on? Did he actually have a chain on in the picture?
Nah, he didn't have no chain on.
That nigga got on a Santa Maria chain.
So let me ask you, is he fresh now?
Yeah, he's fresh now for sure.
He ain't got that crease in his jeans.
They took the crease out.
They took the crease out and they took that wash out. They took that acid wash out.
That elevated the game tremendously.
And they
ain't wearing
light
skin jeans no more.
That chain helped as well.
Hey, no, it's crazy. I see somebody said that his jeans.
Is that a model of Hypnotic and an orange?
That's a Calypso.
A random orange.
Because that's his other one. Because he's on the West Coast. He got that shit off the freeway.
He got a Tangelo.
That's crazy.
Cuties.
Hey, niggas, that's a good fit to flame in the toy. Y'all niggas crazy, man. Why he got on two watches like that, bro? He got on two watches.
That's what I said. Why did he have on two watches?
Oh my God. Why you holding your cup like a pistol?
Why does he have a cup in his hand and he got two different drinks in the thing? Or is that cup like for the double cup?
No, that's
the
double cup. That cup is for the double cup.
This is a Texas nigga. This is a Texas nigga for sure.
They should have gave him a cup holder. They gave him that nut ass brown bag. That shit going to spill.
Hey, because that top, the top right, he might be pouring up some syrup.
That's what I said, the cup is for the double cup. That's some drink. You don't see the little measuring? That's the little measuring look.
That's what that little spoon is for?
Yeah. Right, New Balance made this, though. It's a New Balance toy on the bottom right.
That's hard.
I actually want this, though.
I need this for real.
I actually want it.
Niggas about to bully this nigga into a Ralph Lauren deal. This shit is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
TJ, I know you need some points if New Balance come out with them New Balance those.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Yeah, them New Balance, so, I actually like those.
So to clarify, is he coming from the club or is he going to someone else's house?
He going to a
short
crib. He on a date.
This nigga right here.
He's probably going to bust it down. He's going by his partner crib to get high. He's probably going by his partner crib to get high.
Right.
What cologne? He's going by the weed, man.
That's why he got 2 colognes.
What cologne does he have?
Is he wearing Izzy Miyake right now?
Jean Paul Gaultier.
Drake Carr, Noir. Yeah. Drake Carr, Noir is crazy. Yo, and they got that Michael Jordan cologne.
I haven't heard the words Izzy Miyake in like 25 years.
Oh, nah, the Izzy fits is
Miyake
right
still
now,
go
bro.
Up.
Bro, we out here wearing home, bro.
We gotta get
and
you.
And they got that Michael Jordan cologne in his back pocket.
Yeah. He got the bottle that looked like the chest.
Where are the fries? Yeah. They got fries on the thing, but they don't got no fried toast.
Yeah, where's the fries?
That's why you got the
fries.
Hey,
the fries in the bag.
Oh, the fries in the bag. Okay.
Yo, so
it's poor, man.
We got one last topic. It's a very silly one. What's the wildest place a kiss cam could show up?
Oh, we're not doing no Diddy. Hashtag no Diddy.
Oh,
we just chicken to substitute everything Juju said all episode for no Diddy. That's the conversation right there.
Crazy. No Diddy
is a new pause, bro.
Or that Diddy.
That's wild.
Has he been outside? Have we spotted? Is he like Kate Middleton right now? Like
he has not been outside. And if he's smart, he will not come outside.
He's still active. My homegirl be cooking for him. She'll be posting at the crib. I'll be seeing him on the ground.
He's fake outside. He be in his kid stuff.
I'm gonna say right now, I think he's gonna be outside.
Because he doesn't know how not to be outside. Yeah, that's the only
thing. He'll be outside.
I cannot say it anymore.
He's not about to run him off like Russell.
He doesn't know how not to be outside. He is not going to leave like Russell. He is not going to retreat into that because Puff can't. It's literally not in his capacity to do so.
But what's
he's been
the
doing
vibe?
This shit for 35 years.
What's the vibe? Because he's still going to be trying to throw functions or pull up at the function. And then what's people going to say? Like
he might come back as brother Shaquille Sunflower, man. You never know.
You going to Diddy party? You going to Diddy party?
Like, he might switch up the whole swag.
Here's the thing. In my opinion, and as y'all know, I have an extensive like bad boy related history. My thought is Puff was already trying to do a rebrand when all this shit happened. He was trying to do this brother love shit and it wasn't curling. And it wasn't curling all the way over. And I think that his
curling.
Very steep.
It wasn't quite.
You know, it wasn't quite. It ain't quite. A rebrand is going to be very hard for somebody like Puff, because his brand has been consistent, and because everything surrounding him, everything brand related is about him. So it's going to be real. It's going to be really hard for him to actually do a pivot, a for real pivot, because unfortunately, in every iteration of his brand, there were some forms of shady allegations that were attached to each iteration, right? So I don't know. I don't know. People that I know think that he's going to try to pivot, but I don't know if it's going to work. It might work on a whole new demo, but
yeah, I don't. But also, he's also fighting age. Like, even if he didn't have
fighting for his life.
I was about to say, what is he fighting?
He was fighting for his life.
Oh my God.
That motherfucker was swinging like Trey.
Okay, our ears was on the same type of time.
Is
this nigga breaking news?
Y'all niggas are all A shit. All four of y'all. Yo, Derv, Juju, Jason, and Trey. Chase, I didn't even see your reaction.
I when you said I got happy. I said, "Who?"
Hey. I hate y'all. Y'all niggas, man.
I said this nigga on me breaking news right now. Niggas is over there like
he was. He was
about to go to fuck viral like shit.
Imagine if that's how I chose to break the news. An hour into a podcast where we talked about all this other shit. By the way.
I'm about to post that shit right now.
You ain't shit, bro.
Fuck that in the show.
You ain't shit, bro. Nigga, look at Jerry about to sell you out, bro. Worst it.
Nigga said I'm about to post it.
cut the feed.
That would be a crazy ass week, bro. From the shot to breaking news.
Oh, man. Breaking that news. Breaking that news would be crazy. Insane.
Wow, oh my God.
But Naima, like, isn't that part of it too? Beyond.
I mean, but he's been fighting age for a minute plus, been in a full blown midlife crisis for like the past.
But I'm just saying, like, the last 5 years, right? What's he had musically?
But you know what? Here's what's unfortunate. This last album was actually about to be a bit of a moment for him, and then Capital was like, "Yeah, nah, you can have this back. We out." Because you know he was nominated for a Grammy, all kind of shit, and then all this shit happened. So yeah, I don't know what's next for Puff, but
that's what I don't get. He's not going to jail or anything, right? Like, just be
he's not going to jail, but what I'm saying is he needs the light. Some people need the light, some people feed off the light. The reason why
we can't stop getting Dame Dash interviews. Like,
it's the same reason why OJ ended up going back to jail, because he wouldn't go somewhere and sit the fuck down.
Right. Like, just shut up, bro. Just chill.
Just go sit down. And he still won't sit down.
Producer dancing in the video, man. Shook had it right.
Hey, from the jump. And that's the story is always going to be the story. Like, from you are who you are, no matter where you go.
I'm sorry. This nigga said something about your hat.
What he said?
Anytime I put on a hat,
you're really in tears, bro.
What nigga Juju always?
The Talib Kweli hat. What did he say?
No.
This nigga Juju always.
Because I don't wear hats. Whenever I wear a hat, I don't wear hats. So when I wear hats, this nigga Juju is always. Like,
nah, no Diddy. Cheeto Barrow, motherfucker, you got on. Yo, every time a nigga say something, they flavor you, though. That's the crazy shit.
It's the army green.
Is rude,
it's the color,
bro.
Army green.
Yeah, it's a Fidel of it, of the world.
Right. Wait, y'all feel like, is it that y'all feel like Amin looks like a backpack rapper? Like, what's happening? I'm not saying that's what I think. I was trying to.
A nigga can't wear a hat.
It's the color, bro. It's the color.
I don't know. A homeless hat.
A homeless hat?
A homeless hat. A hat for the homeless niggas.
I'm to the side a little bit. Look military.
Look at y'all. Please look at Jerk.
Nah, this nigga really crying.
You just need a Dead Prez shirt. If you had a Dead Prez shirt or a Che Guevara shirt on right now, you'd be lit.
Man. A holeless hat. A holeless hat.
That's definitely a triple five soul.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hat is crazy, though. To live
y'all, want me to, y'all want me to really throw y'all off? Yo, check what color my pants is.
Yeah, no, this nigga matches.
Yes, backpack.
Where you about to go, bro?
Backpack fit.
Backpack
fit.
Bro.
Backpack
fit. Where the hell you about to go, bro? You better go to Shawnee's.
I got the backpack.
That nigga got a Serato in the back.
I'm about to pack. For real, bro. Man.
That's the one thing. Do not bag on him. Don't bag on a mean because he'll do the Cheddar Bob shit, bro. He do the Eminem route all the time.
I'll,
you ain't gonna
I'll
get
flip
him.
This shit.
He tried to get it off. Like, he tried to take the pressure off himself and show the pants in the backpack.
I ain't taking the pressure. I'm just backing up what y'all saying.
I do. This has been a great episode, man.
Yeah, man.
I ain't even trying to force the fucking kiss cam comment, bro. We can skip that shit.
we got that next week. Kiss cam that's one that's evergreen.
Yeah.
This holiness. That's
then it zoomed in on your way.
This pod was sponsored by the holiness.
Let me reiterate. Let me reiterate. I do not have hoes, nor have I in any time in my career possessed hoes. So, like, any allegations of hoe possession or hoe trafficking, not me.
Whoa, Jesus. Nobody said that. You heard.
Talking like a nigga with my hoes.
Right.
No. Also, not guilty on scaring hoes. So that's my claim to fame.
And that's the important part, right? There's hoes and then there's scaring hoes.
Don't scare the hoes. All right. Okay. Here we go. All right. That's going to do it for us this week for our guests, Chase and Naima. Again, shout out to both of them for making us better. Shout out to Big Jerv on the production, Jason Madison, Trey Edwards, and the one and only Juju Gotti. This has been Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, tap into that Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. And until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.